More than 140 countries have signed up to the Ottawa Mine Ban Treaty, which prohibits the production, stockpiling and use of anti-personnel landmines. But despite the significant progress that's been made towards a universal ban on the weapons, campaign groups say the plight of landmine survivors remains a major humanitarian challenge. Ken Rutherford from the Landmine Survivors Network says that in dozens of countries, victims who lose arms or legs in landmine explosions face a lifetime of deprivation.
If you're a woman, you're usually kicked out of the family or end up in prostitution. If you're a man, you're just another mouth to feed. A lot of them have jobs that are dependent on their limbs. Regardless of your religion or your skin color, if you lose a limb in these societies, you're marginalized at best.
At the Survivors Summit in Nairobi, victims from more than 30 countries set out their most urgent priorities: improved healthcare, rehabilitation facilities, and trauma counseling. They also urged governments to do more to help landmine survivors reintegrate into society by providing education, training, and job opportunities. Over the next week, government representatives and activists will draw up a 5-year action plan to try to end the suffering caused by anti-personnel landmines. Mine survivors say they're determined to ensure that their voices are heard at every stage of the decision-making process.